This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Minerinmelt. Active ingredient, desmopressin. This leaflet provides important information about taking Minerinmelt. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about taking Minerinmelt. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I taking Minerinmelt? Minerinmelt contains the active ingredient desmopressin, which is a synthetic version of a naturally occurring substance produced in the brain called vasopressin. Minerinmelt has a few different actions on the body, including on the kidney, to reduce the amount of urine produced. Minerinmelt is used for several conditions, including primary nocturnal enuresis, bedwetting in patients over 6 years of age who have a normal ability to concentrate urine and who have not responded to treatment with an enuresis alarm, or in whom an enuresis alarm is contraindicated or inappropriate. Cranial diabetes insipidus, large amounts of urine being produced day and night and constant thirst. What should I know before I take Minerinmelt? Warnings. Do not take Minerinmelt if you are allergic to desmopressin or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. You are in the habit of drinking large amounts of fluid. You have cardiac insufficiency, shortness of breath, swelling of the feet or legs due to fluid buildup. You have kidney disease, where you pass little or no urine. You have low levels of sodium in your bloodstream. You have a disease which causes excessive release of antidiuretic hormone. You're breastfeeding. You are a child under the age of 6 years. Safety and effectiveness in children younger than 6 years have not been established. The expiry date printed on the pack has passed. The packaging is torn or shows signs of tampering. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can take this medicine. Check with your doctor if you have any other medical conditions, especially the following: a known allergy to antidiuretic hormone, too little or too much fluid in the body, heart or blood vessel disease, or any other disease for which you take diuretics, low blood pressure, cystic fibrosis, or any other disease which causes fluid or salt imbalance, any disease of the blood clotting cells, platelets, serious problems with bladder function or with passing urine, raised pressure within your head, increased intracranial pressure. Take any medicines for any other condition. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Minerinmelt should only be taken by a pregnant woman if necessary. Your doctor can discuss with you the risks and benefits involved. Talk to your doctor if you're breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. It is recommended that you do not breastfeed while taking Minerinmelt. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with Minerinmelt and affect how it works. Medicines that may increase the effect of Minerinmelt include loperamide, a medicine used to stop diarrhea. Medications which are known to release antidiuretic hormone, e.g. tricyclic antidepressants, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, chlorpromazine, or carbamazepine, or some medications which are known to treat high blood sugar, diabetes, as they can increase the risk of fluid buildup in the body. Non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, NSAIDs, medicines used to relieve pain and inflammation. NSAIDs may induce water retention or low sodium levels in the blood, hyponatremia. These medicines may affect how well Minerinmelt works. You may need different amounts of your medicines, or you may need to take different medicines. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Minerinmelt. How do I take Minerinmelt? How much to take? Some of the details for Minerinmelt will vary depending on the purpose for which it is taken. Bedwetting, nocturnal enuresis. The usual starting dose for treatment of bedwetting is 1 wafer, 120 micrograms under the tongue at bedtime. If this dose does not adequately help resolve the bedwetting, your doctor may recommend that you increase the dose to 240 micrograms under the tongue, 2 120 micrograms wafers, or 1 240 micrograms wafer at bedtime. If after 4 weeks of Minarin milk treatment there has been no resolution of the bedwetting, treatment should be stopped. Fluid intake should be limited in preparation for your dose of Minarin milk. See things to be careful of. Cranial diabetes insipidus. The dose you need will be adjusted to suit your personal requirements. Doses up to 120 micrograms 3 times daily are often used. Your doctor will advise you about the dose most suitable for you. Follow the instructions provided and take Minarin melt until your doctor tells you to stop. When to take Minarin melt? Bedwetting, nocturnal enuresis. Take Minarin melt at bedtime. Cranial diabetes insipidus. Take Minarin melt at times specified by your doctor. How long to take Minarin melt? Continue taking your medicine for as long as your doctor tells you. This medicine helps to control your condition, but does not cure it. It is important to keep taking your medicine, even if you feel well. Bedwetting, nocturnal enuresis. Minarin melt for bedwetting is usually taken for periods up to 3 months. After this period, you should have at least 1 week without Minarin melt to check if your bedwetting has stopped. Your doctor will decide whether continued treatment with Minarin is needed. Cranial diabetes insipidus. Your doctor will advise you how to take Minarin melt. When it is time for your dose, peel off the back of the foil on one of the blisters starting in the corner with the arrow. Carefully push on the foil to remove the wafer. Do not try to push Minarin melt through the blister foil. Place Minarin melt under the tongue, sublingual. It will dissolve in seconds without the need for water. Please read the detailed instruction leaflet in the box of Minarin melt carefully. If you forget to take Minarin melt should be taken regularly at the same time each day. Bedwetting, nocturnal enuresis. If you miss your dose at the usual time, skip the missed dose and take the next dose when you are meant to. Cranial diabetes insipidus. Take the next dose as soon as you remember. You will then have to adjust the time of the following dose. When this is done, go back to taking your medicine as you would normally. You should talk to your doctor about this situation. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. If you are not sure what to do, ask your doctor or pharmacist. If you have trouble remembering to take your medicine, ask your pharmacist for some hints. If you take too much Minarin melt. If you think that you have taken too much Minarin melt, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 1-3-1-1-2-6. Or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. Symptoms of an overdose may include confusion, drowsiness, continuing headache, nausea or vomiting, rapid weight gain due to a buildup of water in the body, or in severe cases, convulsions. What should I know while taking Minarin melt? Things you should do. If you are about to be started on any new medicine, remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you are taking Minarin melt. If you are going to have surgery, tell the surgeon or anesthetist that you are taking this medicine. It may affect other medicines used during surgery. If you become pregnant while taking this medicine, tell your doctor immediately. If you are about to have any blood tests, tell your doctor that you are taking this medicine. It may interfere with the results of some tests. Keep all your doctor's appointments so that your progress can be checked. Your doctor may do some tests from time to time to make sure the medicine is working and to prevent unwanted side effects. Things you should not do. Do not take Minarin melt to treat any other complaints unless your doctor tells you to do so. Do not give your medicine to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Do not stop taking your medicine or change the dosage without checking with your doctor. If you stop taking it suddenly, your condition may worsen. Things to be careful of. Bedwetting, nocturnal enuresis. You must avoid drinking fluids from 1 hour before taking Minarin melt until the next morning, at least 8 hours. Over this period, drink no more than a few sips of water or other fluids. This is because a high fluid intake during this period can increase the chance that you will feel unwell, e.g. headache, nausea, dizziness. Remember to drink normally throughout the day. This is very important to prevent dehydration during daytime. Cranial diabetes insipidus. Carefully follow your doctor's instruction about fluid intake. It is very important to keep your body water in balance. Driving, or using machines. This medicine is not expected to affect your ability to drive the car, or operate machinery. Looking after your medicine. Keep mineral melt in the original container too. Protect from moisture and light, until it is time to take it. If you store them out of the blister pack, they will not keep well. Store it in a cool dry place, where the temperature stays below 25 degrees Celsius, away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom, or near a sink, or in the car, or on windowsills. Heat and dampness can destroy some medicines. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. A locked cupboard at least 1.5 meters above the ground is a good place to store medicines. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to take this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not take this medicine after the expiry date. The expiry date refers to the last day of that month. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. If you are over 65 years of age, commencing mineral melt treatment is not recommended. The elderly may be at an increased risk of some side effects. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Do not be alarmed by the following lists of side effects. You may not experience any of them. Side effects. Side effects. Hyponatremia, or low sodium levels in the blood, may have the following signs or symptoms. Headache. Stomach pain. Nausea. Hyponatremia can potentially become a serious side effect, see below. Uncommon side effects, affect less than 1 in 100 users. Fatigue. Diarrhea. Rare side effects, affect less than 1 in 1,000 users. Sleepiness. Side effects, unknown frequency. Sweating. Nosebleed. What to do? These side effects are not usually serious, but can become serious. Speak to your doctor if you have any of these side effects and they bother or worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. What to do? High blood pressure. Bladder problems. Emotional or behavioral disturbances. Hallucinations. These side effects are rare. Hypersensitivity or allergic reactions, uncommon side effects, affect less than 1 in 100 users. Shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing. Swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body. Rash, itching, or hives on the skin. These side effects are rare. Hyponatremia, or low sodium levels in the blood, may have the following serious signs or symptoms. Confusion or drowsiness. Continuing headache. Nausea or vomiting. Rapid weight gain or swelling of hands, ankles, or feet, which may be due to a buildup of water in your body. Convulsions, fainting and blackouts, including coma. Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist as soon as possible, if you do not feel well, while you are taking mineral melt. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What mineral melt contains? Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Desmopressin, free base. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Gelatin. Mannitol. Citric acid. Potential allergens. Contains sulfites and fish products. Mineral melt 120 micrograms, contains desmopressin, free base 120 micrograms, equivalent to 136 micrograms desmopressin, acetate. Mineral melt 240 micrograms, contains desmopressin, free base 240 micrograms, equivalent to 272 micrograms desmopressin, acetate. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Minarin Melt looks like. Minarin melts are supplied in packs of 30s. Minarin Melt 120 micrograms is a white, round, sublingual, under the tongue wafer, marked with two drop-shaped figures on one side. Ostar 1, 2, 1, 7, 2, 1. Minarin Melt 240 micrograms is a white, round, sublingual, under the tongue wafer, marked with three drop-shaped figures on one side. Ostar 1, 2, 1, 7, 2, 2. Who distributes Minarin Melt? Ferring Pharmaceuticals Pty Ltd. Suite 2, Level 1, Building 1, 20 Bridge Street, Pimble, New South Wales 2073. This leaflet was prepared in March 2024. Trademark of Ferring. AUMN 2,300,001, V.4.0.